The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, we've got a Facebook Live. So I did a Facebook Live in the last couple of days, and of course, not everybody can watch the Facebook Lives, but the information in those Facebook Live events are really important. So I wanted to share them, and I wanted to get them down as a podcast. And so here is that Facebook Live. Speak soon. And good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto speaking, and we are live all the way from Spain, where I just landed again last night and then drove back from Alicante up to where we live, just about an hour north of Valencia, about 2.5 hours. And if you've seen the images on Facebook, the sun setting and the orange skies that you got while I was on the aeroplane, it's just absolutely stunning. So take a look at those on my Facebook profile. But look, if you're listening to the podcast, then welcome. If you're watching the YouTube replay, then thank you very much. And if you're watching live, then obviously welcome as well. Please say hello. So in this video, what I wanted to talk to you about was videos, really. So in my mind, you see, there's two types of videos. Okay, so let me explain the two types, and then I explain how they should be implemented into your business. But just before I do that, I was reading an article about Gary Vee, and someone was saying about Gary Vee and his hustle and all of that kind of thing. And Gary Vee is at the point where he's saying, you know, you should be sending out 100 pieces of content every single day. And Gary's at the stage where he wants to be sending out 1,000 pieces of content every day. And, you know, it's like, do you remember with the avocado toast, the way to get, to save up money and to buy a house, stop eating avocado toast and expensive lattes. And then everyone sort of takes the mick out of it. Oh, yeah, because, you know, not eating avocado on toast, that'll really save all your money. And we kind of miss the entire concept, but we just take the words literally, and instead of actually understanding what the concept actually means, Gary Vee doesn't mean you sit and you produce 100 pieces of content every single day. That is totally not what he means, right? What he means is that you build up content over time so that you're getting to the stage where you're releasing 10 pieces a day or 100 pieces a day. I mean, right now, for example, we produce, well, it depends, right? But we produce, and let me rephrase that, we don't produce, we distribute between 4 and 6 pieces of different content every day. We've got podcast replays, we've got video replays, we've got articles. I usually do a long form post on Facebook that gets copied and pasted, put into LinkedIn, it goes on my WordPress blog, and then gets distributed either later on that day or 7 days from that day as well, depending if it's time relevant and that kind of thing. So actually, we're not sat there producing all this content every single day. And that's not what Gary Vee means. You're not producing 100 pieces of content every single day, because you would literally be just producing content. What he means is that you might produce 2 or 3 pieces of content every day. And after 30 days at 3 pieces a day, there's 90 pieces, right? Now you can start to distribute that content that you made 60, 90, 100 days ago again and again and again. And that's what we do. We repurpose some of the content that we did years ago that's still relevant to today. I'm walking the dog in a house that we've not lived in 4 years ago. I don't know why I'm pointing over there, but that's where it is. But we repurpose that content, and then we can send that content back out. And that's actually what Gary Vee means. And it sort of annoys me, like with the avocado toast. Oh, well, if I just stop eating avocado on toast, oh, that doesn't mean I can automatically buy a house and have a deposit. And of course it doesn't, you numpty. That's not what it's meant to mean. It's meant to say, there's a book, by the way, called The Latte Method, I think it's called. And it's talking about if you just save, you know, £3 a day on your Starbucks coffee times 5 times 52 weeks, how much is that a year? Okay, I can't do the maths. Someone do the maths. So that's 15 quid a week times 50. It's 500. It's about £750 a year, right? That's one thing that you could do to save £750. 750 quid obviously is not enough money for you to put down as a deposit. But that's one thing, your cup of joe. My cup of coffee, which I've just made, is like 10 pence a sachet. I buy the little sachets, they come in packets, I put it in, and I'm still a cheapskate. Rather than go to Starbucks, I use one of the sachets and I put it in my portable travel mug. I just need some hot water from somewhere, right? I still do that to this day, right? I've moved on, by the way, from stealing toilet rolls in hotels. You'd be pleased to know that that's I was in a hotel the last couple of nights and I didn't steal the toilet rolls once. But going back 15, 20 years when we had no money, you know, literally we had no money, living on beans and potatoes. You could do an awful lot, by the way, with beans and potatoes for a month. When we were at that stage, every penny counted, right? But every penny still counts. Even today, every penny counts. And it should do. It doesn't matter how much money you've got, right? But I've drawn the line of stealing the toilet bowls from hotels. But that's what we used to do. But it's about just saving that money. And then when you're creating content, when Gary Vee's on about doing 100 or 1,000 pieces of content, it doesn't mean you sat there producing content like this every day. It means that you add it all up over a period of time, then you can distribute it and repurpose it. So people get this wrong, okay? So the two types of videos that I want to talk to you about are, the first one is called Pattern Interrupts, okay? And the second one is called an expertise video. So the expertise video is like this one, right? Or if you're listening to a podcast, it's an expertise podcast. You can't really do Pattern Interrupt podcast, by the way, but you can do it on video. Now, think about this. The way that social media works is that, let's take Twitter for a really good example. You go onto Twitter and you scroll down. I've got 14,000 people on Twitter, right? So if I click on somebody and then I click back, you know, the feed has changed completely. I can't even find it because people are tweeting, 14,000 people all tweeting at the same time. You've lost it, right? So you are literally lost in a sea of noise. Now, if you're not posting on a regular basis, okay, you are lost in a sea of noise. No one's going to hear you. No one's going to see you. No one's going to know that you exist, right? You've got to make an awful lot of noise. But the expertise videos are not about necessarily making noise. The expertise videos are about you showing in some way your expertise, about you showing how knowledgeable you are. It's also about people getting to like you and getting to know you and getting you to know your little idiosyncrasies, like it used to steal toilet rolls from hotels, but it doesn't anymore. Little things, do you know what I mean? Your sense of humor, because people buy from people that they like, right? And obviously, I've got a sense of humor, and some people like it, and some people hate it, and that's totally cool, right? But the expertise videos should be about you demonstrating either a product in some way, or it's about demonstrating a process. One of the clients that we have is somebody who manufactures stuff, right? So you could video the manufacturing process to some extent. Or you could take a series of three or four pictures with a voiceover to explain, okay, this stage is doing this, and this stage is doing this, and this final stage is where it makes it all shiny, it makes it all pretty. So you could do that. That's the expertise. And almost like, you know, Gary Vee talks about documenting the process rather than creating a video where you're acting and that kind of thing. You just document, right? That's what we do to some extent. So these type of videos are where you would normally talk to camera, however, because you want to demonstrate your expertise, right? Now, you can't do a lot of these videos because they are time-consuming. I mean, our plan is to do kind of one of these every day, and we have a setup with a microphone and the camera, the laptop. We just literally press go. We put the kettle on, we have a cup of coffee, we press go, and we're off, right? So they are your expertise-type videos. They're a little bit more in-depth. They take more time. They take a little bit of preparation and planning. Or if you're like me, you just press go. I made some notes. but other than that, woof, we're gone, right? And we're good at that because we've done it so many times. We're not fussed about using the wrong words or saying it wrong because we just go, okay? Because we've done that many videos like this. These are your expertise videos. And you might do one a day, you know, on a good day, right? And on a bad day, you might do, or a bad week, you might do two or three in a week, okay? But if you did two or three in a week, 52 weeks of a year times three videos, there's 150 videos. So 12 months from now, you could release three videos a day, not record, release those three videos a day that you did 12 months ago for the next, 50 days? Brilliant. And by the time you get to 50 days again, you'll have produced another three per week, right? For those however many days weeks are in there, another seven. So this is how you're building up on the foundation of videos that you're creating. But these are the expertise videos. Now, the second type of video is what we call a pattern interrupt, okay? Oh, hang on a minute. Can you guys smell popcorn? That is a pattern interrupt. Because now you're like, popcorn? How can I smell popcorn when he's there and I'm here and I'm on a train listening to his podcast, whatever, right? That is a pattern interrupt. We use pattern interrupts all the time. In hypnosis and in NLP, that's actually how hypnosis works. Hypnosis is basically, hey, look at that. Here's a little suggestion while the
conscious mind is busy looking at that, we slide in a little unconscious suggestion. That's basically, in a nutshell, how hypnosis works. Now, all the hypnotists are jumping up and down saying, that's not how hypnosis works, and that's okay. Basically, that's how it works. So a pattern interrupt is where you're on Twitter and you're scrolling through. How can we get you to stop and look at some of our stuff? Okay, so these are some of the smaller videos that we create. Now, you may see some of these. They're like maybe 10 seconds long. They might be a minute long. There might be face to camera still, maybe, okay, but they don't need to be. But they're very short videos. To interrupt that pattern of someone just scrolling through, so someone clicks play or it automatically plays on Instagram or on Twitter and Facebook, it can automatically play depending on whether you're connected to Wi-Fi or 3G and that kind of thing, right? So the plan here is that when people are scrolling up, they see your video and they just stop for a second. Because it's a pattern interrupt. You've interrupted their pattern of scrolling and doing whatever it is that they're doing, so they're now looking at your stuff. Now, you might only get their attention for 2 seconds, right? That's why we do short videos, like 10 seconds long. You might get their attention for just that 10 seconds. Well, that's great. We've been going for, I don't know, 10 minutes on this one. Someone's not going to sit and watch a video for 10 minutes, right? Not unless there's a hook. Not unless you're giving out expertise or you're helping someone or you're demonstrating how to use a product better, right? That's not going to happen. But they will listen to a podcast for 20 minutes, okay? So can you see how this is starting to differentiate? This is why we want these pattern interrupt videos. Now, all a pattern interrupt video does is go, hello, I'm here. Yes, it's me. Hello. That's it. That's what a pattern interrupt video is. You know, one of the things, one of my little pet peeves, I don't have a phone, right? I mean, I've got a mobile phone. It's on silent all the time and it never gets answered. I don't have voicemail. I just don't use phones. But do you remember when we used to have landlines that were connected by a wire and you'd be like, I'll phone someone up and you ring, 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 and it's on your desk and it's ringing, but you're busy doing something, but your phone's ringing and it's interrupting what you do. That is a pattern interrupt, right? This is why I don't have pattern interrupts in my life or try and remove them as much as possible, okay? Facebook's a massive pattern interruption. Even when you're not on Facebook, it's in the back of your mind, oh, just check Facebook. It's like this ego needs you to check your social media, and it's, you know, people are having problems with it. Do you know what I mean? So let me give you some examples of pattern interrupt survey, and I've just got some notes here. So they should be short, like 10 seconds, 30 seconds. If you've got like a great line to say, then say it to camera, put some music on it, bit of drone footage with you talking over it. We do all that for you, by the way. It's regular. So these could be, you know, you might send out 3 of these videos a day. Okay. Now you might be thinking, oh, no, it's too many for my followers. It's too many. No one's seen our stuff, right? The way that the Facebook algorithm works pretty much ensures that a very small percentage of people are actually seeing your stuff, right? If you can get people to engage on it, then more people will see it. It's one of the reasons to do expertise videos and try and get people on and say hello and that kind of thing. So if it needs to be short, we need to be regular. It's a reminder that you actually exist. Okay, and it is the, hello, I'm still here. Don't forget, we've got this fabulous thing, right? That's the whole point. Now, the question is, okay, do you want to run 1 advert per day or would you rather have 30 adverts per day? Well, which one's going to get you the most business? Well, 30 adverts a day, right? And people go, oh, well, people get bored of the advert. And yeah, over a period of time, usually it's about 6 or 7 on Facebook ads. You can see how many people have seen it. It's called frequency when you're placing Facebook ads. And ads go stale over a period of time because people have seen them. But the way in which we do it is we're creating little small videos that are different all the time, okay? So it's creating this pattern interrupt. We do them short. We do them regular. It's a reminder video that we're still here. And ideally, sometimes there might be a little bit of intrigue. So you may have seen us do an image saying, we're going live in 10 minutes, okay? So that's just to make people aware, interrupt the pattern. Well, I want to listen to Dan. I want to find out what his 2 types of videos are. What is this pattern interruption he refers to? And then people will allocate that time mentally, okay? Now, they might forget as well, but then you go live and hopefully it pops up on the screen and there you go. So these are the 2 types of videos that you've got to be creating. If you're not creating these videos at all, okay, then how much noise are you making in your marketplace? And people going, oh, the noise I make is with customers. Well, if you haven't got customers and you want more customers, how do you do that? Yeah, there's recommendation. But we live in this world And by the way, if this stuff didn't work, people wouldn't be putting billboards up or spending money on TV or radio advertising or Facebook ads. If pattern interruption stuff did not work, right, nobody would be doing it. Everybody's doing it. It's everywhere, right? Advertising. How many advertising messages do you get hit with every day? It's like 3,000 messages. And you're posting once a day? So that's like 0.03%, is it? 0.3%? Like, you can't get heard in that noise. Even if you're posting 30 times a day and people are subjected to 3,000. Like, if you're on Facebook and people know you, at least you're standing out, okay? But don't worry about the fact that, I'm advertising too much. Like, is there such a thing? Anybody who knows Ty Lopez, you know, you click on a Ty Lopez advert, okay? That guy follows you around till the day you die, all over the internet. And I'm sure when you've seen Facebook ads, selling Facebook ads, you know, if you're going to click that link, you're now going to get targeted with Facebook ads, you know, this retargeting stuff. But this is what it should be about. You should be out there putting your name out there so that people know that you actually exist. So look, these are the two types of videos. I hope that's useful for you. Just a short video to describe what those two types are and also to demonstrate expertise, of course, because that's the second type of video that you should be doing. And I hope that's useful, and I hope it's something that you guys can go do as well. All right, we'll speak to you on the next video. In that case, my name's Dan Latto. And if you want to get some of this stuff done for you, then you can go to my website, which is at www.daniellatto.co.uk/SMMA. And we do much of this work for you. Just go and take a look. All right, my name's Dan Latto, and we will speak to you soon. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.